إن الإسلام بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الأنفال، قل الأنفال لله والرسول، فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم، وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا، لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق، وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون. يجادلونك في الحق بعدما تبين كأنما يساقون إلى الموت وهم ينظرون. وإذ يعدكم الله إحدى الطائفتين أنها لكم وتودون أن غير ذات الشوكة تكون لكم، ويريد الله أن يحق الحق بكلماته ويقطع دابر الكافرين، ليحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ولو كره المجرمون.
All right, so that was a very good episode. Mm-hmm. One filled with loaded questions where you set me up.
Yeah. They weren't set up questions. They were thought-provoking.
Very thought-provoking, yeah. Yes. I achieved some help. I received some help from, you know, Moose over there.
Yeah.
And yeah, wallahi, this episode really had me thinking about, you know, what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. This episode made me ponder on, you know, just, you know, at what point do I feel financially free? Satisfied with my living situation, and you know how greedy we are as people, how we love the chase so much, and you know at what point do we think about like burning out?
Yeah
And not overwhelming
like how
yourself?
Much like how far do you go until you slow down? How much the weight are you going to carry on your shoulders before you realize that, you know, I'm carrying too much? So you know, you'll see more as we get into the episode, inshallah.
Comment if you think is putting me on the spot too much, because I feel like he's giving me some hard questions. All right. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun with this one. Got deep, very deep. Mm-hmm. I have to bring it back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little lighthearted.
Lighthearted, but it was nice. I learned a lot from you. And
likewise.
Yeah, you guys are gonna like this one, inshallah. So I'll let you take them over.
See you guys on the other side.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to episode 11 of the Strangers Podcast. I got it right this time. Where we talk about our experiences as Muslims living in the West. And you know what they say, I mean?
Glad tidings to strangers.
Glad tidings indeed. So, yeah. I don't really got nothing to speak, bro. I'll be honest.
So it's just that how you been, you know?
Yeah.
Like, ask about my day, you know?
How's your day? I mean, I'm so sorry, bro. I need to start relaying things more to you, bro. I'm just out here waiting for you to ask me questions.
It's not supposed to be an interview, bro. It's supposed to be a conversation.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, alhamdulillah, bro. I've been good. You know what's been killing me? Have you seen those that video of the Somali girl doing the sprint? I know Moose see that. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I seen this.
Someone said, "Who lied to her?"
Fam, I seen the title and the article is on BBC.
So
it says something like Somalia apologizes for.
No way. That's crazy. I thought you're talking about the Somali girl that's doing the AI thing. You know the AI thing like this? Thank you for the roses.
Oh, the whole NPC thing?
Yeah.
The thing Kai Sena was doing.
It's so funny, but well, I find myself watching it. Mm. It's like, damn, you know, I would never.
No, I actually want to see you try that.
No, how? Are you crazy?
I feel like you'd be good at
ice cream. Oh, like, but yo, if it's making you that much money, bro, wallahi, by any means, do your thing, wallahi. I can see Amin doing it. Thanks for the ass, Amin.
No, but wallahi, bro, Somali girl is the funniest thing. Bro, the fact that it's something so serious had to do with tribe. I don't know if you saw that. Apparently, like, she's, like, related to, like, I don't know, something about the, was it, like, the youth? It's like the director of sports, like something, someone who's up there, you know? Because, bro, wallahi, the way she was just looking at everyone to see, like, how do you even get into the position before you run?
Yeah.
I don't know if you really peed the video, bro.
Nah, wallahi, I just watched the race.
Wallahi, right now, bro, Somalis is not a good look, bro.
Yeah, we go from Mo Farah to this, huh?
Bro, you know they set a record, right?
For what?
Slowest run.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's how bad it was.
You know what's so funny?
Yeah.
It's when Somalis do something successful, we're the first to take credit. But when you take an L like this, we're the first to jump on you, Allah. It's so bad.
Lie, bro. I'm not going to lie. It was
Mo Farah, we're out here all putting him on our freaking our display picture. And it was crazy, man.
I kind of feel bad for the girl.
Yeah, 100%.
But at the same time, why would you put yourself in that position?
You know, I think we talked about this in a recent episode. It's like when when your level of confidence is above your talent. Huh? Yeah, wallahi. But damn.
Bro, on a big stage like that?
I hope it was a prank. I hope it was there.
Bro, it said in the article, Somalia apologizes.
Damn.
Because, bro, it's embarrassing on an international stage, you know?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was fake at first.
I thought it was fake too. Yeah. I thought it was like a skit.
Yeah, that's crazy, wallah.
Should I ask you about your day?
No.
It doesn't even matter.
I don't want you to know about my day. I think we're having too much fun with this. I mean.
Yeah, let's get back to the episode.
You need to stop sidetracking me, bro. I have a mission.
That's cap. That's okay. Definitely what you do.
Okay, so this week's episode.
Mm-hmm. The title is, When Will You Be Satisfied? You know, the world we live in today is a world where everyone's constantly looking for the next big, best thing, right? So we're constantly in this chase, chasing after something that is better than what we have, right? Uh-huh. And then in the process of that, you could find that you lose yourself in that chase. And a lot of times when you lose yourself in that chase, you lose sight of what's important, which is working for the akhirah, right? Uh-huh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us in a hadith that is recorded in Sahih Bukhari, that if the son of Adam was given a valley of gold, he would ask for another. Mm-hmm. And that's just how we're drilled, right? We have one thing, we're looking at what's on the next man's plate. Mm-hmm. Right? We're never satisfied with what we have. And us as men, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in a position to be leaders of our households. It's our job to, you know, provide, to protect, and, you know, eventually to give them the best life possible, right? Mm-hmm. The question is though, when do you put your foot off of the gas? Like, when can you slow down?
I don't think you never slow down. Wait, this is a question for me?
This is a real question.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't think you ever slow down, because as long as you're always in that position to provide, mm-hmm. you always have to provide. But at the same time, like, you got to pace yourself while you're doing it, so you don't overwhelm yourself.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying there's not a point where you can just be like, yo, I need to take a break?
I mean, like, if you're at that point of, like, comfortability, sure, mm-hmm. but we're like, natural born hunters, you know, as men. Like, you're always in that state of, like, how can I improve, not mm-hmm. even for myself, but just for my family, you know? So
yeah.
I don't even know if it stops.
Yeah, but you know what happens when you're constantly just adding more and more and more, right? The problem is kind of hit a wall.
Yeah,
like you overdo it, overwhelm yourself. Mm-hmm. So and you end up eventually running out of gas.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when you run out of gas and you hit a wall, it's like, what could you have done better beforehand so that you don't put yourself in that position?
Yeah. I think you need to have like a, you need to kind of measure the amount of output you're putting into whatever you're grinding for. Cause it's like, you could overwork yourself. You can, some people, they multitask, they focus on multiple things, and then it's just like, you get stressed out.
Yeah, I'll be honest. That's where I find myself right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little bit of that burnout. Just because, exactly, you start dabbling in a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But in that process, it's like you have to know how much you can handle as well.
Yeah, right? And you have to balance it well.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to, bro, even for me, I'm about to draw something that, you know, not a lot of people know about me. But, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm married and I'm a father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those are two major, major responsibilities as a man, right? So, on top of my regular 9-to-5 that I'm working Monday to Friday, I have a duty to my family. Like, I have to be there for them. I have to spend time with them. And at the same time, I'm doing this social media thing, or like being a content creator is a lot of time. Like, people who are content creators will tell you how much time they have to put into it.
And you have two different avenues too. You have your TikTok and Instagram for your actual page, and you have this.
And then
too.
The podcast. And then, as you see, running a podcast, it takes a lot of time, bro. It takes a lot of time, yeah, commitment, editing, all of that. So I feel like, you know, sometimes I'm like, lately I've been finding myself kind of burnt out a little bit, mm-hmm. where I'm taking on a little bit more than what I can handle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm put in that position, that's when you see a little bit of delays on the podcast episodes. I'm not posting as much.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, alhamdulillah, the one thing that I understand is I know what my priority is. I know where my time is supposed to be put first and foremost. And then with the extra time that I have, alhamdulillah, you know, I'm going to build for my dunya and for my akhirah. Because
mm-hmm.
even the stuff that we're doing with the podcast, Allah, bro, even if one person benefits from it,
mm-hmm.
if it's something that is going to be helping you for your akhirah, Allah,
mm-hmm.
I'll film this episode. I'll film as many as needed just in order to get that.
Mm-hmm.
From that reward that is waiting for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you never know the impact that you have on someone, right?
Yeah.
So for me, like, I don't want to stop. But at the same time, I feel like
you gotta pace yourself.
I have to pace myself. Yeah. And at the same time, I have to understand not to put too much on my shoulders at the same time.
Because
if I end up crashing, if I burn out,
it's on you.
It's on me, and it's going to affect my family as well, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be able to give all of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not going to be able to give much of myself. And even if someone's not married or have kids, you can burn out just as much.
Mm-hmm. You know what the issue is, though? Is before you get into it, you kind of like trick yourself into thinking like, I can handle this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not knowing like how to, getting into it is the easy part, mm-hmm. but maintaining it is the difficult part,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like, for example, I was in school, and then one time I just said, you know what? I'm going to take an extra class onto the workload that I normally do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just one extra class.
Mm-hmm.
It's one whole commitment. Yeah, that you're dealing with. It's like that. You're looking at it as just like in the quantity, you're looking at it in one thing that I'm just doing more.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In reality, it's this many chapters more than, and this many exams and this many, mm-hmm. exactly. So it's like, that's when I felt like the most overwhelmed, when I just decided to challenge myself for a schedule that I'm not used to, you know?
Yeah.
But
at the same time, you know what I feel like? I feel like a lot of people hold themselves back from their potential.
Right.
You know, like there's so much more that you're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, well, especially like the past few years, I feel like I've just been taking risks,
mm-hmm.
like crazy risks. Every time I want to do something, I'm like, you know what? Why can't I do it?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people just hold themselves back from things that they're capable of doing just because I don't know if I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, even when it comes to, I mentioned it before, like even like the posting like Islamic content, like posting Quran and stuff like that. I remember when I first started, remember?
Yeah, you got overwhelmed.
Like, I felt like, one, I didn't want to be, like, put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Shaitan was whispering in my ear of my intentions of why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up not doing it. But now, you know, alhamdulillah, I look at it as something that is benefiting me in the akhirah. We need more and more of that. Mm-hmm. Right? We can't be like, okay, these people are doing it, so I'm not going to do it. Yeah. If you have something that, you know, you feel like you can share and people can learn from you.
It's adding to the agenda.
Yeah, yeah. Don't feel like, don't hold yourself back from it.
Yeah.
So that's where like there's that middle ground where you don't do too much that you end up burning out. But at the same time, don't just be like, okay, you know what? I'm not doing this until everything is
perfect.
It's
crazy. It's funny how you mentioned that because after Duxie, one of the newer students, he came up to me and he commented on our podcast. He's like, I watched you guys' podcast. Yeah. And then he was just like congratulating us on it. And then he was saying how like he wanted to start a podcast too.
Mm.
And I was quick to encourage him. I was like, yeah. Yo, we don't have much of this.
Mm-hmm.
We do, but like we need to add more to it. We need to flood everyone's TLs, you know, all the distractions out there, right? We need to be the ones to just be taking over like the social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I was like, yo, but at the same time, make sure before you get into it, yeah, your intentions have to be right and you have to be prepared for it, you know?
Yeah,
you gotta be prepared to like empty your pockets for it. You have to be prepared to flop on your plans or whatever, basketball, gym, whatever you're doing to get this pot. Right now we're flopping on the gym, me and Moose right now. Yeah. Because we have to do this. I'm like, you have to sacrifice like your stuff for it, because if you get into it and you're not willing to sacrifice, or you're not willing to empty your pockets, you're not willing to like put the time in, then you're gonna end up regretting it. You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, just make sure you get those right before, get your foundation. And
before
then,
you get into it.
Yeah, yeah. But they have been thinking about it for a while. And
yeah.
It's funny, they wanted to call themselves exchangers too.
We got the best name. Yeah. But yo, when it comes to people having podcasts, the only thing that I have, like even for us, the main thing that I want to like stay away from in our podcast is like speaking without knowledge. I've seen some podcasts on like TikTok and Instagram where, you know, they're dropping fatwas, they're dropping rulings, and they're saying this is haram and this is halal. And for us, you know, even if we bring hadith or Quran or things like that, the main thing that we're doing is we're trying to explain our experiences.
Yeah, we're not lecturing anyone.
We're not, like, obviously you can use Quran and hadith and things like that to, you know, better prove your point, but at the same time, we're not here saying, yo, this is haram to do, this is halal to do, you know?
We're not in a position.
Like, though, if you're someone who's at that level, who has studied it, has the credentials to do it, then, you know, go ahead and do it. But if you're just, you know, a regular person like us, grabbing a mic and speaking, you have to be mindful of what you put out there, right? But going back to the whole concept of not being satisfied, and what would you consider as having enough? When do you say, okay, you know what?
Moose, you see all these loaded questions you're giving me, bro? Yeah, when can I use my lifeline?
Yeah, you can use, you can get one. You get one.
Hit me with some banger, bro.
You
want to
use it right now?
Yes, I'm using my lifeline right now.
You only get one.
I get one. Yeah. Moose.
What is considered enough? Like, when do you feel like I have enough? But yo, this is a personal question, bro. This is a very personal question.
Personal question?
Yeah, because what's enough for Mustafa?
Moose knows me better than I know myself.
It's not.
Okay, go back.
You have to know what's enough.
I want to use my lifeline. Fine, I'm saving it.
This is a personal question.
Okay, go back.
Like, what is enough for you, Abdul Hakim?
I feel like enough, like you're talking about, like, when am I comfortable?
Yeah, like say in terms of like finances, like what would you be like, you know, I have enough.
Enough for me is me being able to just wake up, not even worry about what time it is.
Okay.
Take my wife out for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
not worry about what time it is.
Okay.
Just enjoy my day the way I see fit without worrying about, I have to do this, I have to do that. That means you're free. It doesn't matter how much like money you have, whatever. I want to be able to, I'm going to steal a quote from you. I want to be able to go to the masjid at my
whatever
own time without worrying about taking time off from work or taking time off from this. So that's
Let me put you in like a tangible position.
But obviously you need, okay, but I'm saying you need to have a set amount of money.
In order to get to that, exactly. In order to get that freedom,
You have to have something
established, right? Mm.
But the thing is, I don't know, because let's say, for example, theoretically speaking, I get to 100K. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, damn, if I can get to 100K, I can get to 500. If I can get to 500, I can get to
bro,
a million.
That's what this whole topic is. That's crazy. The whole conversation is.
Never enough, bro. I'm not stopping until Elon Musk.
The thing is, bro, even when you get to 100K, what's going to happen is the way the at least the Western world, the way it's set up is you get to a certain income level and then you up your quality of life. Mm-hmm. Meaning you always actually, like, you never end up saving money.
Yeah, you're not.
You end up just spending what you have.
Unless you don't up your quality of life.
And that's what I'm saying.
You're living humbly, but you're free.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So in terms of enough, would you consider enough having that money, but also not upping your quality of life? Like where you're sitting right now. Mm-hmm. Where you live, your apartment,
me personally,
your setting.
I would want a house. But at the same time, I'm not someone that splurges, right? If I had one nice car and one nice house and I can make more money than the quality of life I'm living, I won't up it even more, I think. I think I would just be comfortable.
Okay, let me...
At least until I get to a certain point, like a different bracket. Then I'll up my quality of life. But I'll have to make sure I'm like two steps ahead, you know?
Okay, let me ask you an even more direct question.
Moose, get ready.
No, it says a personal question for Abdelhakim.
Okay, good.
So, it's a very, very direct question.
Okay.
What is the number that you feel like is enough?
I have no idea, bro. I actually have no idea, because 5 million can be good. But what's 5 million to 10?
That's crazy. It's crazy.
I don't know. Because I don't know. I don't know my level of thinking until I actually attain that, right?
Okay. But right now, you have an idea of how much money you make. Mm-hmm. And how that...
Okay, me right now, the way my mind is right now...
How much? Okay, let's say...
100K, I'm happy with. I reached it, you know?
Okay.
100K, I'm good.
Okay.
Until I get 100K... I can't even ask this question.
Okay. Me personally, like, but that's the thing. I'm just basing it off of my current lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's say if I get to a point where, you know, like I have this house, this car, all of that. For me, that number where I feel like enough, like you said, there's not really a real number for enough. Mm-hmm. But for me, when I'm starting to get, like, I don't want to say I'm comfortable, but alhamdulillah, like I'm good, I'll say if I have 10K a month.
That's beautiful.
Net. Not like after taxes, 10K a month,
net.
I feel like I'm sitting at a good place. Because for me, it just has to be that 50%, let's say if I use 50% of my money on expenses. Actual expenses.
You start 60K.
If I keep another 50%, that's 50, bro, come on.
I know. You know,
I get to keep
10K times 12 years is what, 120?
Yeah, 120.
The 60K that you have in your pocket.
Yeah, but the thing that makes it complicated, though, is obviously 100K is not, especially in Canada, bro, you get taxed.
You're not allowed to be rich in Canada.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Half your money goes to the government.
Half your money is gone. Yeah, exactly. But I feel like once you get to a point where, that's how I see it. If like 50% of my money is being used on expenses and I get to keep another 50%, I would say, okay, now I'm getting close to that.
Go to Dubai.
That enough.
Go to Dubai.
I know. That's how you make money, huh? Because, bro, a lot of these places, too, they cover your house, your car, all of that.
I feel like that's the best way to be rich. It's just, if you're making that money, just go to a place that's not taking that money.
Yeah. Tax-free, too. Yeah. Bro, I'm not going to lie. I've actually been considering UAE.
Lies.
Yeah.
Trust me, go there. Moose was there.
Moose grew up there. Huh? Yeah. He's going back there.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're telling me to go to UAE, but I feel like you wouldn't go.
Here's the thing. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks.
Right? You wouldn't even go, bro.
No, here's the thing. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks about how Canada's going downhill. And
you've seen the same videos. That's a guy from Canada that left to the UAE.
Get out of Canada by any means. And this just got me thinking, what's my future going to look like if Canada's getting worse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the cost of living is...
It's going crazy.
Yeah. So of course, you gotta, you know,
but
prepare for the worst.
The whole thing about that is, obviously, what we're trying to get to is to a point where we're comfortable enough with our money that we can cover everything we need, but at the same time, you have that cushion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, then the question comes, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean for us to be comfortable in this world? Is that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into this world, right? Are you looking at him? It's actually a good time for him to interject. What's, he can use your lifeline.
Come in.
That can be pondering for a minute.
It's okay.
You know, is it the purpose of why we're here? Is it to be comfortable?
The thing is, it's a struggle.
A little bit louder.
The thing is, struggling with life is fine. But the thing is, it's struggling in the dunya to the point where it takes you away from the akhirah.
Can you say it louder for them?
Okay, so he said basically struggling in the dunya is jihad, but if you get to a point where you're struggling, where it takes you away from the akhirah, then that's when it becomes bad. Bro, first of all, that rhymed, okay? This is why Moose is my guy.
Yeah,
okay?
we need him to switch with you right now.
Yeah, Moose, take the chair, bro.
I'll play it. No, yeah, we're going to have Moose up on one of these episodes. Yeah,
we need to do a reveal, a Moose reveal on one of these
Who's
days.
Who's this guy? That would be great. That would be great.
Moose, just get ready for one of these
be
days.
Be ready,
Your number's going to be called, brother.
Sub in. No, but yo, it's a real thing in terms of like the comfortability aspect that we're chasing and trying to get to that point. When you look at the life of the Sahabas and you look at the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was far from what they were looking for. In Surah Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ So the people said, what is with this messenger? يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ That he eats the food the same way people are eating food and he's walking in the marketplace. Why doesn't Allah send him an angel so that he can warn the people alongside him? Yani what they're saying is, why is this messenger going through life? وَيُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ Or that, you know, a treasure is brought down to him. أَوْتَكُونُ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا Or that there's a garden for him that he eats from. So you see, the people, what they attribute to the messenger, they're wondering, they're like, if this person is the messenger of Allah, if this is a person that is the most beloved person to our Creator, to Allah Azza wa Jal, then why does he have to go through the same things that we have to go through, and even more? Why does he have to struggle to find what he's eating? Why does he have to do all of these things when Allah can just send him treasure? When Allah can just give him, you know, palaces? Mm-hmm. And Allah's response to that is, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي إِنْ شَاءَ جَعَلَ لَكَ خَيْرًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ جَنَّاتٍ That, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is capable of giving you better than that which they say. جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويجعل لك قصورا That these gardens with, you know, rivers flowing beneath it and Allah is giving you palaces. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of giving everything to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he's in a position now where Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates that months would go by and there wouldn't be smoke coming out from the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means that food is not being cooked. And this is like the most beloved person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is the best of creation. So if Allah actually meant for this world to be comfortable, if there's someone who would be comfortable, it would be the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But guess what? In his heart, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most comfortable, was the most at peace. Mm-hmm. That's why when he was given a choice to stay in this world or go to or return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chose Allah. Because that's where he found peace and that's where he found comfort. Because this world was not meant for us to have that. Mm-hmm. The true comfort that we're looking for, that we're striving for and chasing, is waiting for us in Jannah.
Next life, yeah.
It's waiting for us in the Akhirah. So that's why we would be foolish to be, you know, working for all of these things in the dunya and not having a share for the akhirah. Yeah. You know?
It's crazy you mentioned that because Umar Alam said it best. He said, Muslims are the most busiest of people.
Yeah.
Because we're building our homes in the dunya, but also at the same time in the akhirah. So we're kind of building for two lives.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting because you get caught up in this life, what's right in front of you, mm-hmm. that you forget.
Zinatul hayati dunya.
Yeah,
the beauties of it.
You forget the beauty of what's waiting for you, yeah. you know? And it's rewarding, in a sense, mm-hmm. for those who are able to prioritize and yeah. and just...
It's something you can't see, right?
Yeah, you can't see it, yet yeah. you prioritize that over what's right in front of you, mm-hmm. you know? And those are the ones that are the believers that...
Those are the ones that deserve it.
They get rewarded for it, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's,
and you know, even to add on to that point that Ma'alim mentioned, he said that Muslims nowadays, like us generally, we lose both. We lose the dunya and the akhirah. Yes. Because we're supposed to be the most busy people working for both, you know, this dunya and the akhirah. So we built this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us, okay, when he brought Adam to earth, he made him the Khalifa mm-hmm. of the earth. And he made him the one who's supposed to carry on the legacy of mankind. Mm-hmm. And even for us, it's our responsibility to continue to build this earth, right? As much as we're working for our akhirah. So Muslims nowadays, unfortunately, what do? We lose the dunya, we lose the akhirah. Mm-hmm. We don't become the richest people, the most successful people in this world. Mm-hmm. And we're definitely not the most successful people when it comes to ibadah. Mm-hmm. Especially when you look at, you know, the people before us, the pious predecessors mm-hmm. and the stuff that they used to sacrifice for Allah. Mm-hmm. Look at us just trying to, you know, build for ourselves in this world. But at the same time, you know, when you look at the lives of some of the sahabas, like Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, these are people that amongst the Muslims, they had wealth. Mm-hmm. So there's this perception that Muslims are supposed to be poor. Mm-hmm. You know, this image that, you know, as a Muslim, you're not supposed to have anything, you're supposed mm-hmm. to be poor. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, because as Muslims within our communities, we need these people, mm-hmm. people that have wealth, people that are doctors, engineers, businessmen, that are able to give back to our masajid, to within our communities, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're someone who's striving, if you're going to be working for, you know, a better life for your family, comfortability, all of that, then make sure at least that you're thinking about your contribution to the ummah, mm-hmm. that you're doing something for the sake of Allah that is going to be waiting for you on the day of judgment, right?
Yeah.
All these sahabas that were wealthy, what did they do with their wealth? What did they do with their money? They gave it for the sake of Allah, yeah. right? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, we know that famous hadith where Umar was saying, you know, today's the day I'm going to beat Abu Bakr. Mm-hmm. And he brought half his wealth. Mm-hmm. And Abu Bakr brought everything he had.
I know.
You know, like that level of iman and faith, it shows how much they didn't even care about this dunya.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because, like, it's like you mentioned, when you focus so much on what's in mm-hmm. front of you and you're looking at the dunya and you're trying so hard, you're building for yourself in the dunya and it becomes your priority, you're not really seeing the success in it. And you're giving up your akhirah in mm-hmm. in return, right? But if you look at it the other way around, I wholeheartedly believe if things aren't going your way in the dunya, look at your connection with Allah. Mm-hmm. Like use that, you know? Like, what's my connection with Allah? Maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah.
How do you treat your parents? Maybe that's the reason why things aren't going for me this way. Mm-hmm. How often do I pray my salah? How often do I visit the masjid? Mm-hmm. When you look at stuff like that, those are the things, first of all, Allah is the one that brings you all these tangibles. There's people yeah. in this world that snap their fingers for some reason to have all the wealth, mm-hmm. you know? It's Allah that brings it to them, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and there's people that work day in, day night, three jobs, and they're just getting by,
yeah.
you know? That's Allah. So if you look at your relationship with Allah and you aim to please Allah, then that can translate to actually your dunya, how your life is going to go in real life, you know?
Yeah. So Allah is ar-razaq. Yabsutu ar-rizqa liman yasha', that he extend his provisions. Mm-hmm. He extends his provisions to whom he wills. And, you know, he makes who he wants to be rich and who he wants to be poor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your rizq is written from way before you were born. All of that is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I think our mistake is that we take it upon ourselves. We think it's up to us to determine how how wealthy we are, but it's not up to us.
Yeah, so. It's on you to put in the work.
Yeah, it's on you to put in the work.
Put in the work, put in the effort. You know, don't just, like we mentioned in previous episodes, don't just sit there and say, you know, my rizq is written, you know, and like just wait for it to come down from Allah. You know, you have to put in the work. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, understand, like, you have to know the value of this dunya and the value of the akhirah.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the same time, like, especially the men, you have to be men, mm-hmm. right? You can't be expecting your wife to be, you know, like, main provider in the household. Mm-hmm. You know, as men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made us the providers and protectors of our families, right? Mm-hmm. So, as men, we can take from an example, like I mentioned, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu anhu, who was amongst the wealthiest of the Sahaba. When they did the hijrah from Mecca to Medina, obviously when you travel like that, you leave everything behind, right?
Yeah.
So he was one of the wealthiest at the time in Mecca. So now he's coming to Medina, he's starting fresh. So the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he paired the Ansar with the Muhajireen. So the people of Mecca and the people of Medina, he paired them together in order to bring in the brotherhood. Mm-hmm. So one of the brothers from the Ansar, radiallahu anhu, he said to Abdurrahman ibn Auf, who now he doesn't have anything. He told him, I'm one of the wealthiest people in Medina. Take half of my wealth. I have two wives. The one that pleases you most, take her in marriage. Mm-hmm. I'll divorce her for you. Mm-hmm. You know what Abdurrahman ibn Auf said? A true man, like a rijal, like he's a real man. He said, you know what? I don't need any of that. Where's the marketplace? Told him, where's the marketplace? All he needed was to be pointed to where the marketplace was, where to work. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, I'll build with my own hands.
Wow.
You know, earn a halal income through his own hands. Mm-hmm. And by his means. And that's someone who, in the end, once again, built himself right back up to be one of the wealthiest of, you know, of the ummah. Mm-hmm. And it shows that when you do things the right way and trying to earn halal means, he started from scratch. All over. Mm-hmm. And he brought himself back up there. Yeah. And that's why he had tawakkul in Allah. He had trust in Allah. Mm-hmm. And he worked hard. He did his part, right? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that the upper hand is better than the lower hand. Mm-hmm. That the one who's giving is better than the one that's receiving. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you don't have the ability and you become someone that needs. But Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he said, you know what? I'm a man, I can work for this myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a prime example of someone who's like self-made. You know, when you talk about self-made, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu anhu, that was self-made.
Wow.
And, you know, that's someone who we can look up to and we can say, you know what? He put his trust in Allah to earn a halal income by his own hands. So, you know, we should take that as an example and we should, you know, aim to reach that level where we're wealthy, where we have money so we can pour in back to our communities, our families. Mm-hmm. You know, like that whole misconception of a Muslim is supposed to be, you know, a poor person. It couldn't be farther from the truth, you know? Like even Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, Uthman, all these people that did have wealth, they were some of the closest people, or they had a deep, deep connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they didn't care about the dunya. So just because they had wealth doesn't mean that they cared about the dunya.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense because Allah gave them everything, right? And even though they had the dunya in their hand, it was never in their hearts, you know? Mm. It was never something important to them.
Yeah,
it was there, but it wasn't important to them. So their focus was solely on the akhirah and solely on submitting to Allah, you know? And the rest just came with it, right?
Yeah. You see, when you do something for the sake of Allah and... What's that saying? If you chase after the dunya, it's going to run away from you. But if you run away from the dunya is going to come chasing after
crazy.
You.
Crazy. I mean, those all these things. I've never heard of anything. He acts like...
I know Moose so heard common. It. I know he heard it, yeah.
Where do you find all this? No. Chase away from the dunya.
If you chase after it, bro, you're just going to be chasing it your whole life.
Okay.
Until you die.
I'm going to steal that.
But if you act as if it doesn't exist, then the dunya is gonna come chasing after you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, and that's when you truly hold the dunya in your hand and not in your heart. right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean don't work, don't grind, but don't. You
know, sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I cut you off. I mean,
I even forgot what I was gonna say, bro.
Damn. Okay.
I forgot what I was gonna say. You're gonna have to take it. Take it from me.
What I was gonna say is just it's so like drilled into us mm-hmm. how like greedy we are as humans, right? We're so greedy. It's like because it's instilled into us, it's hard to fight it. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, you get like steered away from thinking about the akhirah because looking at all this stuff, you're just like, yo, I want more, I want more, I want more. And yeah. It's funny because I always think about this. When I was a kid, mm-hmm. all I ever wanted was freedom, you know? Mm-hmm. I couldn't wait to be an adult. Why? Because I couldn't wait to go to the store and buy whatever I wanted. I couldn't wait to drive a car and go to my friend's house and sleep over for as long as I wanted, you know? Like as a kid, it was like, I couldn't do this. So this is all I wanted. Like, I'm not satisfied being a kid. I want to be an adult like you so that I can get what I want.
Yeah.
And then you reach adulthood and it's like, damn, like. I wish I can go back to being a kid because being a kid was what was really free, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. I'm not satisfied with being able to go to the store and get all I wanted because I have all these responsibilities, right? Yeah. So I want to be free from these responsibilities. Like, mm-hmm. and you look back at the old times where you didn't have anything. You're just relying on someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I was like satisfaction. It's funny because how I said comfortable for me is just waking up and being free and just doing what I want. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. going to the masjid when I want, mm-hmm. Spending time with my family when I want, you know, but we had that as children. At any given time we wake up, all we're doing is spending time with our family, you know, all we're doing is just, mm-hmm. it's just eat when my mom says to eat, sleep when mom says to sleep. But mm-hmm. in between then I'm just doing me, you know, without worrying about all the, you know, the overhead and
Yeah. Happens, you know? No, so a lot. It's like so true.
We're never really satisfied, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's the theme of this episode, bro.
Yeah, agreed. Just even like for example, like relationships. Guys, mm-hmm. they love the chase. You know? They show so much interest when they're getting to know someone, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And then once they attain that, and okay, the interest is peaked, then it's like, okay, like the chase is over. Like I'm not satisfied anymore, you know? Yeah. And then they go on to someone else. And as a result, mm-hmm. they damage someone in the mm-hmm. meantime. And it's crazy because I mentioned in the poem, how did the line go again? I'm not giving you exclusives for free. I mean, I don't like this.
Oh, this is a new poem.
It's a new one. Okay. What did I say? It's evil in a person who likes to take advantage. And it's evil in a person who likes to take and vanish. Meaning you get what you want, but then you disappear, like you're gone. Like I got it, you know?
Oh,
and
okay.
So like when for example,
I need you to repeat that one more time. It's went over my head.
Okay, it's evil in a person who likes to take advantage.
Yeah.
And it's evil in a person who likes to take and vanish.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because and the way I'm saying it is like people, like one, they take advantage of someone else. They mm-hmm. they kind of in a way manipulate their kindness and showing, you know, soft words and I want to get to know you. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's being friends and whatever, friendships and anything, you know, mm-hmm. you pique your interest in someone. And then once you attain that and it's like you vanish, you know, and it's like you have a responsibility at that point, you know, to like uphold your ties, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know that's a little more exclusive for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So, but Allah, no, that's very true. It's very true. It's something very common.
Yeah, a lot. You know? And people don't look at the, you know, the dangers in their action, you know. Mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. think, you know what, I don't have to do this anymore.
It's selfish,
like,
yeah.
I don't have to. I'm not obligated to, you know. And mm-hmm. yeah, you're not. But at the same time, it's selfish because mm-hmm. you didn't have to get involved with someone in the first place.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Allah is very, very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not satisfied as humans. Mm-hmm. Theme of the episode.
What is it going to take, though? Hmm? What is it going to take?
To what?
To get to that level where you have that satisfaction. Or is it not possible in this world?
I don't have a Umrah lifeline. You must answer that properly. Allah.
This is your opportunity to show, you know, how much of a deep thinker you are.
You know what it is? You know what it's going to take? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. You ready?
You better drop a banger.
Well, I'm thinking in my head as I'm asking. What's it going to take? Okay, I'll answer that question. Wallahi, just humility.
Yo, I'm actually dead. Expand on that.
Yo, why? I mean, why? I thought that was good. Okay, humility. Like, you have to, you know, like, you just have to be grateful for what you have mm-hmm. and just say alhamdulillah because mm-hmm. you have it, you know? So if you have 100K in the bank, mm-hmm. don't look up. look down because some people have 50K in the bank, you know? I'm talking about myself. I'm kidding.
Oh, actually did. You know, it's actually crazy, bro. Well, it's inshallah, like I'm hoping to put all these hadith and stuff in the references. But there's actually a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there was an angel that came down with Jibreel that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had never seen before. And then Jibreel said, this is the first time that this angel has come down to earth. And then the angel asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you want to be a king prophet or a slave messenger?
Wow.
So you can have everything in this world and still be a prophet or a slave messenger. And when you're talking about humility and stuff, Jibreel alayhi salam told the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to choose the humble answer, the humility. So that's funny. You kind of just said that.
And then
the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose that. Mm-hmm. He chose a messenger slave. You can see by the way he lived. And Allah, bro, just goes to show that this desire, this wanting and all of that, if you're humble and if you count the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then you can say alhamdulillah. You can say alhamdulillah. And obviously, like for me, one thing I always say is like, never be satisfied in the sense of like, you know what, I'm in this company, I have a good role, I'm getting paid good. There's always opportunity for better things, right? So what I, bro, me personally, I get mad at people sometimes because I'm like, you're holding yourself back from your potential. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, leave that job. Because me, bro, you know me.
The
thing is, if this job ain't good for me,
yeah,
I'm out. I'm already looking. But as
you,
I'm
you
in
always
the job,
aim high, though. That's the thing. You always aim higher.
Yeah, because the thing is, once you understand your worth, you'll see that this company, most of the time, if you're someone that, like, let's say if you don't job hop or if you don't leave your current role, mm-hmm. And you think that this is how much money a normal person gets paid. It's not until you leave. And even sometimes, bro,
when you leave, like, they really try to reel you back in.
I'm like, you know what? I'm leaving. I had a better offer.
And they show you your
And then they're like, you know what? We'll give you this much. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a 10K raise. It's like, what do you mean? So this offer was on the table the whole time, but you never knew about it.
Until you realize your worth.
Until you realize your worth. Right. So when it comes to like
that, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go to my job and say, listen, I'm out.
I'm not promoting that. Yo, if you lose your job, it's not on me. I'm just saying, make sure you actually do have a backup. Yeah. But like when it comes to just dunya affairs and things like working for someone and things like that, don't ever be like, you know, I'm comfortable. Yeah. Like, because I've seen people working 20, 25 years get cut. Just because it saves the company a couple thousand dollars, you know? Yeah. So always do what is best for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and so in the sense of grinding for your family and stuff like that, like for me, I'm like, you know what? I'm at a point where I need to, like I mentioned, like, you know, I've been feeling a little bit of the burnout, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what? Let me take a step back. Let me see the things that I feel like I can work around of my regular job on top of what I'm doing. And let me see if I can find a middle ground. That's why even like with the podcast episodes, our original goal is like we wanted weekly episodes, right? Yeah. So now unfortunately it's looking like probably more like every two weeks. But at the same time, I don't want to give it up because it's something that, you know, I'm doing for the sake of Allah. It's something that
you love doing.
You know, I love doing, and it's something that I hope, you know, even for myself, just these conversations, just I leave, you know, a changed man, you know, walking through those doors, you know, because of the wisdom from Abdul Hakim, you know, man. The wisdom that he brings you.
I'm always here to help you, brother.
Yeah, from the wisdom from the slave of most wise.
Yes, sir.
You know? But I just when it comes to dunya affairs from like work related. You should never be complacent.
Always aim high, but be happy that you at least.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Always aim high, but always at the same time be happy.
Yeah.
Like with where you're at, like.
Yeah.
Like alhamdulillah. You're able to provide.
I ain't gonna lie, right now, like my job, alhamdulillah, best job I've had in terms of like working under someone or working for a company. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm starting, the problem is you start getting to that feeling where you start getting a little bit comfortable. I still want to get to that point where we talked about
financial freedom.
And at the same time saying, like, kind of close to that enough number, but I don't want to restrict myself at the same time. And at the same time, I don't want to hit a wall. So lie, bro, you just got to plan. You just got to write things down. Just got to be like, okay, you know, this is how my schedule looks like. Am I making enough time for the people that I'm supposed to make time for? Mm-hmm. That's why, like, if it's not working, the first things that I drop is, bro, social media. You know, podcast will be the last thing from that list, you know, inshallah. Bro, and that's why even, like, with the Quran recordings that I was planning on doing on YouTube, bro, I've been falling back heavy on that. Just because even though it doesn't take that much time, it's something that still requires planning. You know, and... But inshallah, this is something that I'm hoping will follow me in the akhirah. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward me for. You know, I always try to renew my intentions and I pray that Allah accepts it from me. But yeah, you know, when you should aim, like, the goal should be striving for the akhirah and not the dunya. The same way right now we're grinding for that comfortability or getting to that point where, you know, alhamdulillah, we feel like we have that freedom. We have to give even more energy to the akhirah. Because think about it. This world is temporary. Yeah. The next world is eternal. So when you see from the example of the Sahaba and the Messenger, peace be upon him, you see that they were working extremely hard for the akhirah. And then the dunya was, I'm going to do my job in the dunya, but they were working extremely hard for the akhirah. And you know, the same way, like, right now, you're going to grind to get, you know, a nicer car or a bigger house. Are you satisfied with being saved from Jahannam? Obviously, being saved from Jahannam, alhamdulillah. That's, you know, Allah says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. The one who is saved from the hellfire and enters Jannah, he has succeeded. He's a winner. You know, that's the end goal. But the same way right now, I'm not satisfied with a car that's going to take me from A to B. I want the Benz. I want the Range Rover. I want, you know, the Maybach. It's the same way we got to view Jannah. Isn't, gotta there, be like,
there,
you know,
isn't there a story about the last person to enter Jannah?
Yeah, he was satisfied until
he got in.
Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy let him in. Just knowing the company in Al-Firdaus, the company of the messengers, the angels, the Sahaba. Wouldn't you want to be up there?
100%.
So what are we doing for that? You know, that's a question to myself, like, first and foremost. Like, what are we doing to attain that? So we should be prioritizing that. If we're going to put in any work for anything, it should be the akhirah. It should be aiming for, I want to be on the highest level of Jannah. I want to be Jannah til Firdaus al-A'la. And, you know, you can't just say it. You can't just ask Allah, oh Allah, take me there, and not put in the work for it. Because it's people that literally died in the path of Allah to get there.
Yeah.
You know.
And even them, they didn't feel guaranteed. They felt like they didn't do enough.
They felt like they didn't do enough, yeah.
So, like, who are we to feel comfortable in that sense?
Just doing the bare minimum.
It's crazy.
Just doing the bare minimum.
It scares me, Allah. It scares me.
Yeah. I think...
this is good.
It's a good place to wrap up.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys satisfied? That was a banger, huh?
Good way to end it. Wow.
No, like, bro, you know what's funny? As I feel like we're going through the episode, I feel like it was getting deeper and deeper. There's a lot of gems that were coming from it. But, you know, it's I gotta take a step back. I feel like with a lot of the things that I have planned, I have to be like, you know what? What is tangible right now? And where, because, you know, some people say put all your eggs in one basket. And some people say, okay, you know, do a lot of different things. At the same time, it has to be stuff that's manageable. In terms of my akhirah, I got to keep working towards that. I got to keep the same way I'm trying to, you know, build for myself and for my family in this world. I got to do the same, if not more, the akhirah. Whether that's bettering yourself, you know how we say, like, better yourself in one aspect. For example, you know, you guys going to the gym, You know, try to get D's.
You know what I'm saying?
You're getting D's physically, but what are you doing for your soul?
Damn. I mean, are you really going to hit me with that?
Like the same way, you're going to the gym daily, add something.
You can't reach satisfaction until you've at least peaked in everything. So no one's ever going to be satisfied.
Add something that is the same way you're going to add something like physical. Mm-hmm. Even physical can be ibadah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you just being strong, a stronger person so you can defend your family, a stronger person so you can defend Islam. Mm-hmm. That could be ibadah as well. Yeah. But at the same time, the same way we build for ourselves in this world, add a little piece every day. Whether it's, okay, you know what? I'm going to add? I'm going to go to the masjid. I'm going to pray, you know, the sunnah prayers. I'm going to add the tasbih after salah. Mm-hmm. And you know, just slowly, once you perfect one thing, jump to the other instead of going, you know,
all in on one.
Guns blazing, exactly. Sure. You know, keep adding something. And if you do that, like you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your life will
see results.
You'll see real results. You know, reminded to ourselves.
Wholeheartedly believe that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a good way to
wrap up the episode. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoy. And don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe, share.
10K likes, we get a Moose reveal.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, definitely.
Moose, at a certain Moose number, a celebrity. We're getting a reveal from you.
Yeah.
Did he just say he's unsubscribing? We get a Moose reveal, 10K subscribers.
Yeah. Inshallah, we actually have big plans on the way.
Inshallah, for the future, we're trying to get more faces, more... you know, opinions, more discussions on like a bigger panel like episodes.
Yeah.
Not just us two. I know you guys are probably tired of seeing our faces. I mean, his face at least.
You see me everywhere. Huh?
You know what's crazy?
Bro, I see myself on my own pages.
Every time I open up TikTok, wallahi, this is not even the friend's feed. This is the home feed. I mean, I said, damn. Hilarious.
Bro, I'm tired of myself,
the consistency is good, but we need to start you know, switching that up a little bit. We have a lot of good brothers out there with some good opinions out there. A lot of opinionated brothers there, so it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be interesting. And appreciate you guys' support. And you know, I hope you guys enjoy. Inshallah, looking forward to seeing you guys next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.